Hi, I'm Hannah, and I'm here with
Anna.
And today we will just be talking about water, like for how water is used in other countries and how they get it and stuff like that. So Anna and I use water every day. I mean, we drink it.
We do sports in it, like swimming.
Yeah, we shower in it. We play with it. So water is just, you know, one of those things we need every day. Some places across the globe, they do not have a clean source of water, so they have to walk like maybe 5 to 8 hours a day just to go get water, and I mean it's not even clean, and then they have to boil it and they have to, you know, just do everything and stuff. So Anna, what do you think about when I say the word water? Like when you see water, what do you think about?
I think that water is just a daily source of life that we have. Like I take water for granted. I don't think of it as something that other people don't have.
Yeah. When I think of water, I think of, like, just water. I mean, because it's just so normal for us. But, you know, in third world countries, it's rare. Because, I mean, if you get it from the ocean, it's salty. And then, you know, if you get it from somewhere else, like from the ground, it's going to be gross and stuff.
Yeah.
People, they filter it, but still, there's still, like, parasites and all that gross stuff. Like Anna and I, we went to a field trip last week, and we were looking at some of the macroinvertebrates in water.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're, you know, they're just swimming in there, and like there's some that, you know, will live in pollution, some that don't live in pollution, but still, I mean, and water, if you don't get it from a clean source, you can get sick. Like in a book that we read called A Long Walk to Water, a girl named Nia, she had to walk like 5 hours to go get water, and it wasn't clean. And her little sister got a disease, and so they either had a choice of staying at the village and, you know, trying, you know, make sure, you know, she gets better, or she could have died, or they could go to a hospital or, you know, the nearest doctor. And they did that, but still, imagine you have a little like sibling, and they have some water, and they get sick. They could die, like, in a couple days, and that wouldn't be very good. People lose kids all the time because they don't have a clean source of water, right, you know?
Yeah. So an example of water, like, I don't know, how, like, infected water is some people have stomach issues in third world countries just from drinking all the chemicals and all, like, the parasites in the water because they don't have enough, like, money and stuff to filter it. But when they drink, like, all the infected water, they're forced to because they can either not drink it and die from,
disease.
Yeah, they can die from, if they don't drink it, they can die from being thirsty.
Yeah.
But if they do drink it, they can also have a chance of dying from all the diseases in it. Mm-hmm. But if they have diseases in their stomach, they can cause them to have, like, a disease that they like can't drink or eat any food. So
yeah, and a lot of people too, because they don't want to risk the water, and you know they don't have money or anything to get water, they can die from dehydration. But most of the time kids die from dehydration because they lose liquids faster than adults. So many kids every day die from dehydration, which is really sad.
Yeah.
So here is a word from our sponsor.
You know, we waste 4 gallons every time we brush while the water's running. 4 gallons. Clean, drinkable water. Down the drain. That's why I'm partnering with Colgate. Together, we're creating a new brushing habit, and we want you to join us. But please remember, turn off your faucet when you brush, okay? And every day.
So, basically, what Michael Phelps was talking about is some people just waste water and they take it for granted. And, I mean, imagine the kids in third world countries, they barely get water. And, I mean, we're over here, you know, just wasting it. And that is just completely unfair.
Yeah, like, we just take water. I think almost everyone who has water as a like a daily thing that they have, they don't think of it. They just think of it as water, and they think of it as something that they can have every day. And but they don't realize the flip side of it, where some people in the Middle East or third world countries that are really dry and poor, they don't get water every day. And that's really sad to think that they don't have enough resources to have fresh, clean water.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, we need to be more considerate, because, I mean, what I usually do is when I'm, like, taking a shower or brushing my teeth, I don't leave the faucet on. Like Michael Phelps was saying, we could waste up to 4 gallons of water when we don't turn off the faucet. And that's just, you know, kids, they just, you know, get a little bit of water, like 5 liters a day, and it's all dirty. Like, I was reading one story about a girl who's 13, like all of us, and she has to walk 8 hours every day to go get water, and she only uses, like, less than 5 liters a day. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we use, I don't know how many gallons, but, I mean, it's just crazy how they don't have water, and we have a ton, and we just take it for granted. So, here is another word from our sponsor.
Automatic freshness, softness, and static control has never been easier with the Bounce Dryer Bar. I just stick it to the inside of my dryer, and I never have to remember.
Oh, spray, makes you smell like power! It's so powerful, it sells itself in other people's commercials! You smell like outdoor freshness.
You smell like power.
Yeah, I do.
Well, I mean, we all want to smell like power, right?
Yeah.
So, thanks. Just take into consideration about other kids that don't have water next time you're using it. And, I mean, help out. Just don't, you know, keep the faucet on running while you brush your teeth, like Michael Phelps was saying. And just next time, you know, you're using water, take into consideration all the other people and kids who have to walk every day to get some, and it's not even clean. Well, thank you for listening to us, and have a great day.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.